Bradenton Republican State Senator Bill Galvano has introduced a proposal that would take the approval of community college baccalaureate degrees away from the State Board of Education and give it back to the legislature.
There has been a mission creep, which was initially intended to be an add-on to the mission, has now supplanted, in this sponsor's opinion, the core mission.
The community colleges and supporters of the bachelor's degree programs argue, despite Galvano's claims, the programs don't infringe on those at the traditional four-year schools. Take, for instance, Tallahassee Community College, which is planning to offer a nursing program. Its neighbors, Florida A&M University and Florida State University, both offer the same degrees. This could be considered an example of duplication, except both FAMU and FSU have voiced support for the TCC program. And Tallahassee Memorial Health Center's head of nursing, Barbara Alford, has too. That's because while FAMU and FSU both produce nurses, Alford says those grads don't tend to stay in town.
Our BSN nurses that come to us from FAMU and FSU typically don't stay more than 2 years. They're not local people.
The hospital faces a constant shortage of undergraduate degree-holding nurses, and that's where community colleges come in, says Florida College System President Randy Hanna.
So when you look at our baccalaureate programs, what you see are degrees that are specifically designed for local workforce needs.
Community college baccalaureate degree programs only amount to 4% of students currently enrolled at those schools. Associate's degree programs and transfers to the state's public universities still remain the biggest draw. The colleges are planning to make their case to lawmakers about why the State Board of Education should stay in control of baccalaureate degrees. Hanna says community college graduates stay in their communities and have higher earnings than their university graduate counterparts.
What you also see is when students graduate from our programs, a very high placement rate, an extremely high placement rate, and a placement rate with salaries ranging somewhere around $45,000 a year.
The community colleges have clashed with public universities offering similar programs, but those fights have largely faded. University System Chancellor Marshall Kreiser says he embraces the competition, but he also notes it may be time for a higher education program review.
I prefer voluntary. I think we all should come to the table because we think it's important. But if we don't demonstrate to our elected officials that we're doing it, and we're doing it with energy and enthusiasm, I expect them to tell us to do it.
And that program review, Kreiser says, will come in handy as Florida's universities begin shifting their focus to graduate and research-level degrees and more students graduate from high school.
And so we'll be creating demand, not only on the job side, but demand from our students who will want to do something in the learning in their lives. And we're going to have to work together at the same time we're competing with each other to make sure we're offering. And that's how you kind of come up with, and so what's the best thing for Florida students and Florida families and Florida taxpayers in general is when we focus on that kind of conversation.
Now, new issues are emerging between the public colleges and independent and private schools located in the same area. Independent Colleges and Universities of Florida President Ed Moore says the private institutions and the public colleges used to have partnership programs, but in the past several years, the number of those partnerships has decreased as the colleges offer their own baccalaureate programs. In a statement, Moore says partnerships can be used to meet workforce needs and are much lower in cost to taxpayers than growing new programs. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.